Today, we're going to go over the question, should I roll my traditional 401k into a Roth? Let's take a listen.
Amy is in Dallas, Texas. Hi, Amy. Welcome to the Ramsey Show.
Hi, Mr. Ramsey. How are you?
Better than I deserve. What's up?
I got two quick questions. So first one is, does it really matter if I invest in real estate or mutual funds? Because I'd really rather not be a landlord.
You do not have to invest in real estate. No.
Okay, so it's pretty much the same. Okay, so then second question is, should I roll over my traditional 401k to a Roth 401k? Basically, I already asked my company if they would do it, and they said no, but should I push that, or is that like probably something that they just don't offer?
They probably don't have a choice, but no, you should not do it. Unless you're on baby step seven and have extra money.
Oh, I am on baby step seven, for
oh,
sure.
Oh, you are? Okay.
And I can take the
you can take
taxes.
The time. How much is in your traditional?
400 in mine and about 300 in my husband, so 700 total.
$1,000.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so your tax bill is $300,000.
Yeah, and I don't know if I could probably piecemeal that, you know, each year. So basically, a little more background. I'm 32. Net worth of around $2 million, baby step seven.
House is paid for, obviously, baby step
yes,
seven. Yeah, I would roll it. I would roll it to a Roth, and I'd certainly not put anything in the Roth in anything, in any traditional going forward. Your company offers a Roth, but they will not, they're not offering the option for you to roll your traditional portion into the Roth portion.
Correct. And I think you can push that.
That's technically allowable. And I'm not positive that they technically can deny you doing that.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters. My name is A.B. Ridgeway. I'm the host of Financial Advisor, Say the Darndest Things in My Mom's Favorite Christian Financial Advisor. And this is actually a good question. Now, this person is what we call an outlier. They're very young. They're still in the accumulator stage. But we identify young adults who are still taking on necessary debt. You think about your cars is going to be a debt that you're going to take on. Your home is something that you're going to take on. But they are well ahead of time. They have a very large retirement account, $700,000 in total, and they're only 32 years old. That is wonderful. And they are thinking about crucial decisions as far as how to make the money grow into the future. And what they are considering is a Roth IRA. This is a new phenomenon. A majority of companies barely even have a 401k. We went over those statistics before. Only about 75% of companies even offer a 401k, and maybe even a smaller percentage offer a match. So for this person to have a traditional IRA and a Roth IRA option in their 401k, that is amazing. Now, they are not approaching retirement, so they're young, so they have a long way to go before they start thinking about retirement and maybe even withdrawing the money out of this account. Now, as a financial advisor, what do I think about this? One, we could take the guesswork out of it. It does vary by company. Some companies can't offer what they call a Roth in-plan conversion because they don't have a Roth plan. Even if they do, they don't necessarily have to give you that option. So make sure you check your company benefits or maybe check in with your human resource department to see if that's even available. Now, why would you choose to go from a traditional IRA to a Roth IRA and pay a $300,000 tax bill? Well, there may be some situations where it makes sense, and I'm going to go over that with you here. So just for a little context here, a Roth in-plan conversion allows you to elect to convert any or all of your pre-tax assets to Roth assets. This gives you the chance to build tax-free retirement income, and it may help you manage your tax liability in the future. But there is a cost, as any amount converted is treated as taxable income in the year of conversion. Basically, that's what Dave was asking. Was like, well, if we take it from a pre-taxed account, which hasn't been taxed yet, and convert it to a Roth, we have to pay the taxes on it. And he's saying that bills are roughly $300,000, but we don't know the exact numbers. They need to check with their accountant. But that's going to raise their taxable income. So it's going to look like they received a check for $700,000 and they're going to have to pay by the highest tax bracket on that money, depending on their other circumstances. I don't want to make that assumption because they may have some deductions or something like that and lower their taxable income. But that's a whole nother conversation for a whole nother video. Now, why would she want to do that? So there's a couple of reasons why she may. One is that she expects a higher tax rate in the future that she feels that she's going to be making more money when that money is going to be taken out, which is rarely the case for many Americans. Many times our tax rates are going to be lower after retirement because our working years, our high earning working years, are behind us and our taxable income is typically lower. But what we have now is the rhetoric that taxes are going to be more expensive in the future and tax brackets are going to be added and we're going to be taxed at higher rates. So that fear says, hey, if we put it into a Roth, we can get it tax-free after 5 years. Thing you want to consider is the five-year rule, as I've kind of mentioned, is that if you plan to keep the money invested for at least 5 years after the conversion before taking out a withdrawal, that may make sense. And she's 32 years old, so obviously she has multiple 5 years up to 59 and a half before she needs to take the money out. Now, let's go on the opposite side. Why wouldn't you want to have a Roth conversion? Now, if you expect your tax rate to actually be lower in retirement than it would be at the time of conversion. That's the point of having these tax deferred accounts, is where you can manage when you make your distribution, a cent tax bracket before retirement, and you fall somewhere in 2022 after retirement, then that's a savings that you can have. So why not delay and have the taxable income come out in that year as opposed into your high income earning years? If this conversion is going to push you into a higher federal income tax bracket as a result of the increase in taxable income, as we talked about, due to the conversion, is that something that you want to do as well? And then finally, he asked this question too. If we have to pay that tax bill, is it going to put a financial burden on us in this year? You know, are we going to move? If there's going to be some type of pandemic that comes around, is that going to put us in a bad situation when we're losing $300,000 of our assets? But I don't know if this is the case. It seems like they have everything under control, but these are all assumptions. I don't know. I just want to put that out there, because if you're just thinking about rolling it over into a Roth for the tax-free growth, that may be an option, but there are a lot of variables we want to consider before we do that.
Once they offer a Roth, if they don't offer a Roth 401k,
yeah,
then they could obviously say, well, we don't have that available. But if they've got it available to do, see, I've got a Roth here. Let me give you an example on how I know that. Okay, I've got a Roth here at the company, at my company, and the matching portion has to be traditional. But I every year roll the matching portion after the match is given to me into the Roth portion, and I pay the taxes on it.
Right, I heard that. So that's why I was like, huh, interesting idea.
Yeah, so you can do that if you want to do that. Now, your company, his company, both, if they both have Roth 401ks available, I can't tell you for sure that they have to. We know technically they can because it's available to you. And I'm not sure they technically, by regulation, can deny you doing that. I think they just don't want to screw with it.
He also makes another great point that when companies give you your match, they're going to be pre-tax dollars. So every dollar going forward that she puts into the Roth is going to go through that taxable event.
So walk me through the math on that, Dave. So if I've got 700 grand and in traditional, I roll it to a Roth, I got to pay taxes on that.
You got to pay taxes.
So it's going to cut it in half.
You're not going to take the money out. You're going to take 300K from somewhere else and pay the taxes.
Okay.
And then that 700K is going to grow tax-free from now on. So mathematically, it's as if you put another 300 into your traditional.
Because you're going to pay taxes on it at
some
point.
Had put the 300 you paid in taxes into this one,
right,
it would have grown enough, the 700, now a million, would have grown to enough to pay the taxes on the traditional.
Okay.
So it has the same mathematical effect as an additional 300,000 being invested into your 401k.
Just paying taxes on it.
I get what he's saying as far as the math. Obviously, we can do the assumptions. He's making assumptions here. Once again, this is not financial advice, and this is why we don't recommend it. He is making it sound as if it's guaranteed. It's not guaranteed. Is it a high probability? Yes, it's a high probability. But once again, you have to run those projections, or you have to put those into a software and actually do the math to see exactly what you're going to need. Because if you're just thinking, oh, I could just convert it, it's like I'm investing it in and there's no problem, that can be a problem. Because if you don't invest it into something, which I've seen some people do, they make contributions, they put it into cash, and it never grows. And then 5, 10, 20 years later, they're looking back like, the only thing I've gotten out of this account is what I put in, because they made that one mistake. So brothers and sisters, this decision to roll over traditional 401k into a Roth 401k is really your decision, but you have to be able to pay the taxes. Once again, if it puts you into a financial hardship, you may not be able to do it. A backdoor Roth IRA works the same way. If you have a traditional IRA, you want to convert it to a Roth IRA, which I think the current administration is trying to get rid of as well. So that's pretty difficult as well. There's also thresholds. There are also income thresholds when you're talking about outside of your 401k, as far as how much you can convert and what you can put into a Roth IRA initially. Today was just about, could you take a traditional IRA and roll it into a Roth IRA? It is possible, but that's one conversation you need to have with your professional. That's why we always talk about having your financial five, your financial advisor, your tax accountant, your lawyer, your power of attorney, and your executor. This one is going to lay very heavily on your tax account. Well, brothers and sisters, if you like videos like this, make sure that you subscribe and make sure you watch one of the other videos. We have some fun videos on this channel. You can find any and everything about finances right here on Financial Advisors Say the Darndest Thing. So make sure that you subscribe and you like, and maybe even share it with a friend or family member, especially if they're approaching retirement. Well, that's it for me. My name is AB Ridgeway, and I'll see you on the other side of your blessing.